This is John Wall from the Washington Wizards, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buskerings on KOAL 750 AM.
Wall shoots over Bayless. Dagger! John Wall with a career-high 47 points.
Back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. Tuesday of a short week, and we're going to talk some NBA basketball. A lot of stuff happening, of course, right now. The season continuing to move forward. The Utah Jazz are struggling heavily right now. I'm so disappointed in the squad in the early portion of the season. We can continue to talk wins and losses and storylines in the NBA, but we're also going to talk the potential of relocation. That's been a big topic in the NFL, of course, but the Rams going to LA. No one really knows what's going to happen with the Chargers. The Raiders could be on their way to Las Vegas, but I believe that relocation in the NBA may not be too far off, and I know our next guest shares that sentiment. Joining us right now over the telephone, we have a great friend of the show, Jameson Welsh of BelieveTheHypeNBA.com. Jameson, great to get you on today. Thank you.
Jordan, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, as always.
I was talking relocation, Jameson, and this kind of works hand-in-hand with the latest news coming out about the Pistons, and we'll get to that in just a second. But the talk of a team relocating to Seattle continues to pop up, and I know Chris Hansen, a billionaire who has a movement now in Seattle, is really starting to push enough to make me believe that within the next 4 to 5 years, I don't think it's out of the question that Seattle gets a team back.
No, I agree. I agree with you 100%. It definitely feels that they're going to get a team somehow, some way. You have a lot of people joining the movement. Russell Wilson announced last week that he's part of the movement as well. You just have a lot of energy in that direction going. So it's going to be very interesting to see. I think eventually we will get the Sonics back in Seattle, where they, you know, where they deserve to have a team. And, you know, it's a great basketball city. You have a lot of it's a top five hotbed of hoop talent in the country. I mean, there's so many guys from that Seattle-Tacoma area in the NBA right now, and that will be in the NBA the next few years. Of course, the University of Washington recruits very well, and they don't have the success record-wise, but they put a lot of guys in the league. So there's a lot of hoops in that area, and eventually I do think we'll get a pro team sooner than later.
You know, it's always bugged me, and I'll talk about a couple of teams that I believe are probably in the running to relocate. As crazy as it seems, New Orleans would probably be one of them. I think the odds-on favorite, though, to move would definitely be Memphis, right? And it's always bugged me that we had the Vancouver Grizzlies to the Memphis Grizzlies. This franchise has managed to hang around, and yet the Seattle Supersonics, who have a very storied franchise, are completely gone. And I know that doesn't sit right with a lot of people. I don't know if it's to the extent of Los Angeles and the NFL, because again, we're talking about the second biggest media market in the country that didn't have an NFL team for two decades. But the Seattle Supersonics, when they left and they became the OKC Thunder, that soured a lot of people. And Jameson, the thing that I don't think people understand is they didn't leave because of lack of support. They left because of a stadium.
I mean, that's where most people leave. At the end of the day, the teams want a new arena. They want a new arena with the bells and whistles. That's just how it goes. And if they're not able to get that, they're going to go to where they can get that. And that's just the bottom line. That's just, you know, how it is. And, you know, teams can get that. There are cities that will willing to put that up. Remember when the Kings were thinking about leaving Sacramento, Anaheim was pretty much taking season ticket deposits for them, and they were going to renovate the Honda Center. So, you know, if that's just how it goes, there's always cities ready and willing to put up the money for a new arena to bring a team. That's just how it is. You know, now it's going to be very interesting to see in the NBA, things move a little bit slower than usual when it comes to these things. Of course, you mentioned the Pelicans, the Grizzlies, the Pelicans. I think those are the only two teams right now. I'd have to look at everyone else's lease agreements and city agreements and all that. But those are the only two teams right now I can see relocating. I don't know if the NBA goes to an expansion situation, but if they do, here's a great idea, Jordan. Move, if you have two expansion teams, add them in, put one in Seattle, either one in Vegas or Vancouver, preferably Vegas because they have a new arena, and you don't have to go through customs. But add two teams to the Western Conference, move Memphis and New Orleans to the East, and then there you go. You have a little bit more balance, and you also make things a lot more easier for the Eastern Conference teams and Western Conference teams, too. Memphis is in Tennessee. Tennessee has no business being in the Western Conference of anything. Same thing with New Orleans. New Orleans is in, you know, the eastern part of the country. So move those two teams to the East, have two expansion teams if you're going to go that route, and then go from there. I think it would be definitely a breath of fresh air, and also makes the East a little bit better as well. Adding a team like Memphis, who's a consistent team, consistent playoff team with a solid foundation there, I think that'd be a really good thing to the East as well. So it would be a win-win for everyone. I just don't know if they're going to add two expansion teams on at this time.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, expansion. And I know you're right in Las Vegas. You've seen growth. Of course, Vegas getting an NHL team. There's talk that Vegas should get an NFL team. I don't know that it's a done deal, but I think the Raiders are extremely close to landing in Las Vegas. I know Louisville has been mentioned, Kansas City, and then Seattle, of course, of getting an NBA expansion team. Las Vegas, though, has become a major player in any relocation talk. And I'm really starting to wonder if Vegas is going to become the new LA in a sense of teams will use Vegas as leverage. And I think that's what that city is setting up as right now. They get an NHL squad. You got a brand new arena. You have talk of the Raiders going. Las Vegas may be leverage for a long time, Jameson.
I don't know if they use them as leverage. I think the situation is different. In the NFL, it's a little bit different because we knew that market has been used before. You know, so you can use it as leverage. There was a stadium there. You know, there actually several stadiums in L.A. that people could have played at. But with that being said, NBA is a little bit different because you don't need to really use it as leverage per se. You can just say, hey, like, you know, we have a situation in Vegas where everything's already made. So it's not really leverage. It's like, all right, it's a direct threat. And in L.A., you still had to say, hey, who's going to build the stadium? If you move to L.A., who's going to build the stadium for you? It wasn't like a done deal. No one has the pockets that stand. Not a whole lot of people have the pockets that Stan Kroenke has to get that done. Now, in the NBA, there's already a stadium ready, so that threat's a little bit more direct. That leverage is very real. It's more of a real threat. So we'll see what happens. But, again, I think the only way Vegas gets a basketball team is if we have expansion. Would not surprise me one bit. You know, Adam Silver's a guy that, you know, he's very innovative, and, you know, his era, he's definitely does things a little bit differently than the predecessors he's had. My biggest thing with him and the NBA in general is if you do that, then the owners have to be on board. Right now, the owners are making as much money as they've ever made before with the TV contracts and whatnot. You have to entice them to bring on two new teams to split up that pie two more times. And I don't know if they want to do that. So there's a lot of different directions and ways this will go, but it's definitely interesting to have a conversation about it, and you know, more teams the merrier to me. I think that there's so much talent out there, and there's so many good players out there. I think one thing as well, they also need to expand the draft as well, and you know, to a third round. There's so many teams. There's so many guys declaring and whatnot. It wouldn't surprise me if they added two more teams. I think there should be 90 players selected in the draft because we all know half of them are getting stashed in Europe anyway.
Again, our guest right now is Jameson Welsh of BelieveTheHypeNBA.com as we talk the possibility of relocation in the NBA. Now, all of this was brought upon, obviously, because the two work hand-in-hand. The Detroit Pistons will no longer be playing at the Palace of Auburn Hills. I'm a little saddened by that. I think that place, it is synonymous with the Detroit Pistons. This is also an arena that sits 24,000 people. I kind of view the Palace of Auburn Hills in the same breath as I viewed the Great Western Forum with the Lakers. I understood why the Lakers had to leave the Forum. I understand why the Pistons have to leave the Palace. Yet at the same time, this team moving from the suburbs to downtown, it's going to be a little bit of a different feel, Jameson.
It's definitely a different feel, but you have to understand that their fan base, the majority of their fan base is downtown. The reason why they have struggled with attendance at times is because it's way out in the wilderness out there in Auburn Hills. It's not downtown the city. And also, remember, they're also renovating downtown Detroit, so it would fit in with with their plans and what they're doing down there. So that's why you hear a lot of talking. They're making the move, which is not a bad situation at all. I think it is good because way back when, back in the 80s, they were actually playing at Joe Louis Arena and the Silver Dome and whatnot. So they have played downtown in other areas before, so it's not like a new concept. It's not like with Lakers moved to downtown when Staples Center got built. That was a totally different thing. That was like, whoa, what's going on here? This is a little bit different, and I do agree that they should have their arena downtown, because downtown is a lot easier for people who live in all types of areas to get there and go to games, especially during the week. That's the biggest problem. During the week, you want to make it as easy as possible for your fan base to get to games and people who work downtown to get to games instead of having to go 30, 40 minutes off the way.
Jameson, we'll move away from the relocation talk and all the stadium talk and the arena talk here for just a second. I do want to talk about the current NBA standings and where we're sitting at right now. What is going on in Utah? If the playoffs were to start today, the Jazz would be out. And I understand that we're only 15 games deep into the season. This is a team that cannot stay healthy, and I'm starting to wonder if this is going to be a reoccurring theme. And how much of this do you blame on Quinn Snyder?
Well, I don't know if you can blame a lot of it on Quinn Snyder. I think you blame a lot of it on the GM. I think that there are certain moves, like the Trey Burke trade is historically bad. When you look at draft day trades, that trade is really bad. You cannot trade two first-rounders for a guy that isn't signing a second contract with you. Like, that just cannot happen. That right there sets you back, and that's why the Jazz are where they're at right now. They're a good defensive team, not a great defensive team. And on offense, they still struggle from time to time. So if you're not a great defensive team and your offense is going to be struggling, you're in for some trouble. You're in for a situation where you're going to have a lot of trouble day in and day out. And right now, that's where they're at. Now, can they get it turned around? Of course they can. They're in a situation where they can get a little bit healthier. They can get things turned around. But health is an issue. And also, who is their best player on their team? Because right now, is it Gordon Hayward? Is it Rodney Hood? Is it Rudy Gobert? And they don't have an all-star on this team. And in the Western Conference, if you don't have an all-star, you're not a playoff team. You're not a serious threat. And that's what they are right now. Now, I think they will get better. They will get things turned around. Historically, over the last few years, they have started off slow and picked it up, around, January, February, going to the second half of the season. With that being said, I don't know with the expectations and pressure that they had coming this year that'll be the case. I don't know, because it's different when you're a team that's a happy-go-lucky team rather than a team with a bunch of expectations. That would remain to be seen. That's why I want to see how this ball club. And also, what young player is going to take that next step? Is it going to be Trey Lyles? Is it going to be Dante Exum? Rodney Hood? Who's going to be that guy to take that next step and be a really good ball player for him?
Again, Jameson Welsh of BelieveTheHypeNBA.com taking out the time to join us and talking a couple of different topics with the NBA. Jameson, it's always great to get you on. I really appreciate the time. Have a very happy Thanksgiving, and I know we'll catch up again with you next week.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me, as always.
We're going to pause for just a moment, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.